Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Sometimes this thing is so tricky when you try to see names on here. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get started. And when those hop on, I know some folks is on YouTube, so I bless God for them. Can't see them, but I know that they're on there. So we're going to get started on today. Still talking about breaking free from validation. Breaking free from validation. And it's just so amazing how, well, before we get started, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for moving mountains. I thank you, God, for just loving me more than I love myself, God. Thank you for loving all of us, Father God. Thank you for filling us up. Thank you for keeping us, God. Go through the country of Ukraine, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that they would have rescue missions there for them to get out safely. Oh, God, please go and move, Father God. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So on this morning, we're going to be talking about breaking free from validation. Breaking free from validation. God has me back on this thing again. Got me back on this thing again. And I am just so blessed and honored on today because sometimes folk really take that maybe as like it really doesn't mean anything. Like it's, you know, okay, you know, they take it so lightly about seeking validation, you know, from other people, other sources, your family members. It could be your spouses. It could be your parents, your aunts, your uncles, the community, you know, just speaking people. You look to people for validation, for them to validate you, for them, for their approval, for them to say, oh, you did a great job. Oh, you're doing wonderful. Oh, or you look for them for their approval for many things we know that we have done a good job in, but we still look for that, you know, that person or situations that, you know, to pat us on the back and tell us that we did a great job, or even trying to please some folks, just seeking validation, pleasing them. And let me tell you, I put my confidence in no man. I put my confidence in God. Amen? Because I know that he's the only one that I have to please. He's the only one who I look for his approval. He's the only one, because you may do a good job, and man, they may not tell you did a good job. Your coworker may not tell you did a great job. The community may not tell you did a great job. But you got to know when you have done a great job. You have to know that that when you please with somebody, you do it to please the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you do it to please the Lord, that's all you got to worry about. One of the days, you're coming from Genesis chapter 29. Still dealing with Leah and Rachel, and Leah and Rachel were sisters, and how they married the same husband. Cultures, oh Jesus! Let me tell you, some countries today you can have more than one wife, more than one husband. Oh Lord, thank God for the United States. If people doing that here, they shouldn't be. But I'm like, ooh, Jesus. So Rachel and Leah married the same husband, and his eyes were towards Rachel. But Rachel was the younger sister, and the older sister had to be married. The custom was for the older sister to be married before the younger sister, the sister that fell underneath them. So they had to be married first. So he married Leah, did not know, was tricked into marrying Leah, because that's not who he had asked for. He had asked for Rachel. And because he loved Rachel so much, you know Leah felt it. You know she felt like, you didn't look at me the same way you look at my sister. You didn't, you know, embrace me the way that you embraced her. I know that you only was tricked into marrying me because your eyes were not for me. And when you read the history books in the Bible about it, that she was tender-eyed, meaning that I guess she wasn't good to look upon, you know, but look how we judge each other. And to them, she wasn't good to look upon, so that's why his eyes wasn't towards Leah. His eyes was towards Rachel. And I know people have their own preference in there, you know, whoever they choose to date or they ever choose to marry or to like or to love, you know. But can you imagine how Leah felt? Leah felt rejected. Leah felt not wanted. Leah felt not loved. And it's, I know how that feels, not to be not loved. I know how that feels for the person you spend the rest of your life with, not to look at you like you look at other women, or, you know. So just keeping it real, I know how that feels. But you have to hold on to your self-worth, and you have to hold on to your confidence, knowing who you are. I had to hold on to those things, just knowing who I am, knowing how my parents raised me to be, knowing that I'm beautiful, knowing that, you know, if God loves you, that's all that matters. Amen? So Genesis chapter 29, verse 31 reads, "And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated," look at God, because he will meet you right there at your knees. When he saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, so Rachel was born. Rachel was still barren because Rachel couldn't have kids, but Leah's womb was open. Because he seen that she was hated, not disliked, but hated. Woo! So, you know, that was some deep stuff that that Jacob, her husband, was feeling on the inside of her, that she was hated. So God opened up her womb. And verse 32 says, "And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, says, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband the lovely." So she was still looking for validation from her husband because her womb was open, and she knew that the one that he favored, which was Rachel, her womb was closed. So I know that I can give him something to make him love me. You ever been there on your job and you filing and you answering phones and you doing more paperwork than somebody else is doing? So maybe my boss will ask me out to dinner. Maybe my boss will take me out to lunch. Maybe my boss will invite me to the company meetings that they have. You know, maybe they will favor me more. We all have been there in some type of form, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your family members, your job, the community. Maybe I will be the block captain. They see I'm out every Saturday morning sweeping my steps off. You know, anyone seeking validation from people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, you will stress yourself out trying to please folks. You will stress yourself out trying to please folks. as you leave a room, I don't know what I did. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have said this. Maybe if I would have said hello, maybe they would ask me to be on the program. Or maybe if I would have embraced them and talked to them for a little bit longer, maybe I would have been the one they would have gave up and, you know, and acknowledged me in front of everybody. Let me tell you, you could work your butt off and folks will still get up and not even say thank you. They would thank those who maybe haven't done as much as you've done, but you just have to know that with if my sister always saying, I almost say this almost every week, whatever you do for Christ shall last. Whatever you do for him will last. My sister Penny always say that, because you can do things for folk and they don't appreciate you. They don't even call your name. But it's okay if they don't call your name, because God sees what you do. He sees you praying. He sees you toiling in terms of doing the work. He sees you. So don't worry about it. Folk don't compliment you. Don't folk don't appreciate you. God appreciates you. Because sometimes it can go unsaid, you know, what you have done for a person. And they acknowledge everybody else that's in the lights and the cameras, but don't acknowledge you. That's fine. You just have to know your place and do it because you love it. Do it because that's your passion. Don't do it for somebody to give you accolades and pat you on the back for it. I have been there too. Yeah. You work and work and work and slave, and folks don't even get up and don't even acknowledge you. That's fine, because see, I didn't do it for them. I did it for the Lord. So you got to get to a place where you're not doing it for people, but you're doing it to God. You're doing it for God. Amen? But Leah, she said, now my husband will love me because God, because the Lord looked upon my affliction and he opened up her womb to have a child. So now, because his other wife can't have kids at the moment, but now he will love me, because who doesn't want to have a son? Who doesn't want to have a daughter? Now he will love me. That is really sad, and that's not a good place to be, and especially when we all have been there in some type of way or form. Amen. Verse 33, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord had heard I was hated, he therefore given me this son also. She said, then he has given me this son also, and said again, because he has seen I was hated, because he has looked upon my affliction. So she knew she was hated. She knew she wasn't loved. Hallelujah. She said, and gave me another son also. And she called his name Simeon. Hallelujah. Glory. But she feels that still wasn't enough for Jacob, because he wasn't into her like that. Stop running behind folk. I'm not talking about your marriage. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm just using it as an example of other things. Stop chasing behind folks that don't love you. Stop chasing behind folks that don't care nothing about you. I'm talking about big situations that you can control, not situations you can't control. You know what I'm saying? You own your job, but what you can control is how you see things and how you do things, not wanting accolades or somebody to come and love you even more because they see you file papers better or you answer the phone better or you handled a project better than somebody else. Stop looking for validation and seeking validation for people, places, and things. Hallelujah. Maybe it will fill my heart and fill the void if I travel. Maybe it will fill my void if I relocate. Maybe it will fill my void if I go out to eat tonight. Maybe it will fill my void if I be on the phone with somebody that a popular person that everybody is on the phone with. Maybe that will fill my void to love me. Because love is unconditional. Love is kind. Love is kind. Love is kind. Love is not puffed up. It doesn't treat you mean and with cruelty. That's not love. So don't stop seeking and looking for that in people, places, and things when they're not going to give it to you. If they don't give it to you, they ain't going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Amen. Verse 34 said, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time, hallelujah, God, now this time will my husband be joined unto me because I have borne him three sons. I have borne him three sons. So now he will be joined to me. She's not even talking about beloved. She's talking about just joined to me, close, talk to me. Talk to me. Have a conversation with me. Therefore, was his name called Levi? Ooh, glory. So we'll read that again. Join to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. Verse 35, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now praise the Lord. Now will I praise him. Praise him. Didn't praise him from the beginning, but now will I praise him. And she called his name Judah, and she was left barren. She had kids after that. We'll get into that probably next week, the Lord say so. But now she will praise the Lord. And she called his name Judah, meaning praise. Now she will praise the Lord. He hated me. He looked upon my affliction. And every time she had a son, she gave it, you know, there was some affirmation. You know, now he will love me. Now he will love me. Oh, he looked, God looked upon my affliction because he seen I was hated. You know, and everything was how he will love me. Stop seeking validation from folk who don't care nothing about you. Stop doing it for people who do care about you, but they may not say thank you. Some folk may love you but never say thank you to you. But you have to be okay in what you do for Christ, your last. So just keep doing what you do for him. Don't worry about the thank you. Don't worry about, oh, my God, what you have done, how you stood and accepted for me. Don't worry about none of that. Because folks give you, they get accolades for who they want to give it to. And don't feel like you're used, especially if you did it from your heart. Amen. So if you did it from your heart, if someone wanted to call in and press one, I could take your call. I know you guys don't like calling in. You used to like calling in. I miss my opponent on his pressing one and calling in. Amen. So so what I'm saying to you is that, you know that God loves you. Know that he's seen everything that you have done. And even if you have helped somebody out for years, they never said thank you. And then they just say, kapoof, I'm done. You done it. And look at all I did to help you. Or how about help somebody get to the next level in their life and they just walk out? Mm-hmm. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be a loved one. It doesn't matter who it is, you know, that people just, you know. Or how about somebody got a promotion that you was qualified for? And you never got the promotion, but they gave it to somebody else. All the work that you have done, they didn't took all of your programs, your project, the way you do it. They didn't trademark it and everything else. You know, something that you have done and don't even acknowledge you. You got to know, and that's another thing, child, y'all, protect your stuff. Protect whatever you do, copyright it, patent it, trademark, protect your stuff, protect your brand. I know that was like a sidebar conversation, okay? Y'all having y'all coffee this morning? Or your tea? So it was a scripture that on this morning that I read. The Lord had me to read this scripture. It was came through my email. And the scripture is Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1 through 2. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 2. And it says, you have been a refuge for the needy and their distress, a shelter from the storm. I love it. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall. I'm going to read that again. So this is Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 through, it's really 1 through 12, but this right here, I'm just reading chapter, I'm just reading Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1, and it says, you have been a refuge for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the storm. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against the wall. There's people saying mean things, people not treating you with kind words. But God says that he will be a refuge to the needy in their distress and a shelter from the storm. He said because when people speak mean words, ruthless people who speak mean words, it's like driving a storm into the wall, to the wall, and it hurts, it stings when people say mean. What was the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? I don't know who came up with that because words do hurt. they do hurt. But I guess that was something that parents, or wherever they got it from, would give it to children to make them feel like, you know how this world could be, but, you know, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. So, but, okay, so we're not even going to get on that. But anyway, words do hurt. Sticks and stones can break your bones, but words do hurt. But God says, and that was Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1, he said that he is a refuge. Hallelujah to the needy when you are in distress. He's a shelter against the storm. Whew. So that means that he will hide you. He will help you, a refuge. People that that he comes to help us in a time when we are distressed. People speaking mean words and saying mean things. People who are not given account for anything they have done. I am right there when those words come. I am right there as a shield. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some people have been so hurt with so many words you have said. They have even laid a hand on you. But just the words will cut you. The words will hurt you. The words that they say. Life and death is in the tongue. You can speak death right out of your mouth. Woo, glory, but let me tell you something about God, that he said he is a refuge. He is a shelter in the storm. When ruthless people say things against you, he is right there for you. He's right there for you. That was Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Hallelujah. And keep reading that, that what God is to you when folk hurt you, when folk abuse you, when they say all kind of mean things out of their mouth or do mean things to you. When they have no accountability for their own selves, for their actions and things that they do to hurt you, or purposely say things to hurt you, purposely say things to make you crumble. And people know, when they know the right things, they think they know the right things to say to break you. Don't allow nobody to break you. Don't let the words penetrate. Say, God is my shield. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's my shield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you got to know when people say mean things and do things. And how about when you're a caretaker and that person may not even say thank you? People who have a nursing job or a nurse or a caretaker, and folks don't ever say thank you for even helping me. Just know that whatever you do for Christ shall last. So do things from your heart. Hallelujah, when you're raising other people's children, or when you're taking out your neighbor's trash, or when you ask your neighbor, do you need something from the store? And they never even say thank you. Thank you for the bag. But when they come down to their public announcement that they're making of everybody who's helped them, and you're not even in their words, in their mind, in their mouth, but just know that God loves you, and just know that God will help you. And it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Know that God loves you and that he cares for you. He cares for you. People like to drain you and don't want to even say thank you. Hallelujah. But don't worry about folk like that. Just do it because that's what you want to do. Stop seeking validation from other people. We're breaking that one today. You're looking for somebody to say thank you. You're looking for somebody to say, oh, we appreciate you. It may not ever happen, but it's okay, because keep doing the work. Keep doing the work in the evangelist. Keep doing the work that God has placed in you to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if you did help somebody get to the next level and they never turned around and say thank you, you just know what God put in your heart to do. You just know that what he created you to be and for what you to do. And sometimes when you are so kind and nice to people, it does something to you where you feel like, I ain't being nice today. I ain't saying nothing. So I tell my daughter all the time, keep being kind. Keep being nice. It's okay if you have a smile on your face and folks may look at you like, she smiled again today. Yes, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You have to find strength in the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Because when you're not happy, it weakens the bones. It weakens your bones when you're not happy. And you don't have no strength to draw from. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. Putting yourself in the shoes of Leah for someone that she knew outright didn't love her. Someone who she knew I was a second choice. Whoo, glory. It was a time where I was second for everything. every time, and I'm just being transparent on today. I'm being real. Y'all know when y'all come on my live, I'm going to be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time where every time I had an engagement, a speaking engagement, I was never a first choice. I was always the second or third. For one time, somebody told me, they went through all the names and told them they couldn't do it, and they came and asked me, and I'm standing there like, are they serious right now? They would just tell me how many people told them no, and then I'm like your sixth choice, like what? Fifth choice, like I'm not understanding. Okay, but you know I had something to do anyway, so I was not able to do that. But what I'm saying to you is that there's never a first choice. And my mom and sister always said, it don't matter what place they place you in or who didn't ask you when God wants to use you. Ain't nothing nobody can do about that. When God wants you to be used, he going to use you regardless. So you go on in there and let God use you. Don't get caught up in, oh, my God, I wasn't even your first choice. Are you serious? And then you going to tell me how many people that wasn't able to do it, and then I wasn't even your second choice, but it's okay. It's okay. Let God continue to use you. They always encourage me, let God continue to use you. It was a point where I'm like, Lord, every engagement, I was never the first choice, but it's okay because God chose me. Hallelujah. God chose you. He chose you. So don't get caught up in who didn't choose you. God chose you. Woo! You are his. He loves you. Glory be to God. He loves you. He cares for you. That's what Leah had to get. God loves you. He looked and seen your affliction. He looked and seen you was hated and opened up your womb, baby. So you don't have to worry about folk that's coming up against you. You ain't got to worry about you're not the favorite on the job. You're not the favorite in your home. You're not the favorite in your family. When everybody come up for family gatherings, they like, hey, so-and-so, hey, so. When you come in, hey, and you know, okay. I didn't get that greeting. It's okay. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. You got to love yourself. Ooh, thank you, God. First of all, you got to love yourself. And when you love yourself, can nobody do anything to shatter that? Can nobody do anything to break that when you love yourself? You got to build up your own confidence and know that you are loved. You got to build up that self-esteem on the inside of you and know that God loves you and God sees you. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. So don't get caught up if nobody didn't choose me to be on your team. Nobody chose me to be a part. Nobody chose me to go out to lunch. Everybody go out to lunch and you seen them. Ain't nobody asking you. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You better buy yourself in your way. Don't get caught up in all of that crowd stuff. Amen? So God chose you. God sees you. He chose Leah. He loved Leah. Even when nobody loved Leah, God loved Leah and showed her. And she felt the presence of the Lord loving on her. But she couldn't see the forest for the trees because she just wanted her husband to love her so much. Hallelujah. But I give thanks to God on today because God chose you. God sees you. And you have to know that you are beautiful, that you are fierce, that you are powerful. Because if you don't know that about yourself, every time those harsh words come, every time you do something to somebody, they don't tell you thank you, you crumble on the inside. Know your self-worth. Thank you, God. Know your self-worth. Know who you are in Christ. Know your worth. Sometimes we don't know our worth. We are worth everything. We are precious. We are a gem. We are a jewel. We are a diamond. God loves us. Oh, God, breathe on us on today, Father. Breathe on us, God, on today. Hallelujah, that we will break the chains of validation, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we will break the chains of validation. Seeking validation from folk who don't love us. Seeking validation from our communities, from our loved ones, from our spouses, Father God. Hallelujah, from the job, our co-workers, Father, the apartment buildings, condos, houses, community we live in, seeking validation from our church, seeking validation for people to say thank you and want to be pleased and want to please them. Seeking validation, did I do a good job? Seeking the approval, Father. Hallelujah, we break that one today in the name of Jesus. Fortify us on today, God. Breathe on us that we will break that. seeking validation from other people, that we will seek validation through you, Father God. That he said, no, man, God, we thank you if no one ever says thank you. But God, we say thank you today for seeing us. We say thank you for being omnipresent, Father. Hallelujah, God. More glory be to God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I just had to go into prayer right there, put a period. Hallelujah, right there. Hallelujah. Breaking those chains of validation of who didn't love me. My mother, my father didn't love me. Those wounds are still there from when you were a little girl or little boy. I pray that God will feel that and know that God chose you, know that he loved you, know you didn't look like your other siblings, know maybe your mannerism wasn't like theirs, but God sees you and loves you. He created you. Woo, glory be to God, and God didn't make no junk. Woo, glory. You got to know him for yourself and love on him because he's loving on you. You can feel them when you walk outside. You feel the wind blowing through your hair, blowing through your scalp. You feel the wind hitting against your face, the rain hitting against you. When you walk in the snow, the beauty of it, the coldness, you can feel God embracing you and sending warmth and peace through your body. That's God. Woo, glory, that is God. The birds chirping, that's the Lord. Hallelujah, saying that I love you. Glory be to God. You got to know him for yourself. And even if nobody else says thank you, and you built them up and you helped make them who they was today, and they never even turned around and say thank you, you look at every time you see them, are they going to say thank you today? Or did I meet the approval? Or are they going to say, I did a great job? Stop it. Stop. Know that you did a great job, even if nobody else says you did a great job. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to be over. I believe, let me see what time it is. Oh, 6 minutes over. But I bless the name of the Lord. I'm so just thankful on today. I don't know if anybody's on a call. They want to press one, I'll take your call. But God is certainly so good. If you want to comment, say something, that's fine. Amen. And I'll take your call. And if you want to comment or whatever we talk about or something you wasn't talking about but just wanted to share, that's fine too. Oh, my God. I believe I had a call. Let me see something. Just 1 minute. Okay. Hi, caller.
Good morning, Reverend Woodard. How are you?
Good morning. Is this Reverend Sil? Reverend Pam?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I know your voice anywhere. Yes, okay. We hear you, girl. We hear you. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call in and comment because this is definitely something that's needed, especially, and I won't even say just with younger people, but with adults as well. You're seeing it so much with social media and people posting and things like that, and people are developing just these negative perspectives about themselves. And so it's right. You have to learn how to validate and accept yourself. But even when you were reading the story and I look back at it, it's like you have to find something that you can celebrate within yourself and about yourself. So, yes, Rachel might have been beautiful, but what is it about you, Leah, that you can focus on, that you can hold on to, that you can, you know, praise God for? If we continuously try to measure ourselves against one another or she got a nice shape, so how come I don't? Or she looks beautiful, her hair is long, how come mine isn't? And then stop trying to compare yourself with other people and look at what God has done for you. And even if it's the one thing, I always challenge people, find the one thing that you can celebrate about yourself. And once you can start celebrating that one, you begin to start taking notice of other things that that God has gifted you with or God has given you, that you can start building up your own self-confidence. Like, okay, yeah, so I might not be built like her, but I got this, and I look nice in that. It's like we have to start finding things and reasons to praise God for. And so that goes even to the end part of the scripture that you was reading, that out of all of what God kept doing through Leah, see looking at it in ways of, well, maybe my husband will do this or maybe my husband will do that. And it's like you finding all these wrong reasons. But at the last scripture, and it says in verse 35 that when she conceived again and bare a son, she says, now will I praise the Lord.
Now.
And I'm just standing there like after this now the fourth blessing, now I will praise God. And I know she had to go through her own processes of getting to that place of, it's not about him anymore, but it's about what God is doing through me and what God is doing for me. So therefore, yet will I praise him. And sometimes God allows for us to go through our own processes of getting to that place of understanding. You might be blind right now. You might be caught up right now. You might be, you know, feeling whatever you're feeling. But there is going to be a time when you're going to stop seeking it from other people and you're going to start blessing me for who I am to you and what I'm doing through you and for you. So that was all.
Yeah. Oh, amen, amen. Girl, that was a mouthful right there. Girl, thank you. I know it's so crazy because I'm sitting here, keep reading the scripture around Pam, and I'm like, wait a minute, now, I didn't read, you know, we have read this over and over again through the years, but it's like, wait a minute, now I will praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, it's just, oh, my God, just, whoo, and all of our hearts to really go out, all been in that place. It don't have to be in this type of form, but it could be in a family setting or a work setting or a church setting or just community setting, you know. So, and like you said, social media, you know. So it's just, it's so crazy. But I was like, now, but you're right. I like that what you said about her getting her own process of things, you know, like her own process. It's her process, and that was her process after her third child. Like, now I will praise, or her fourth child. Now I will praise the Lord. Oh, my God. That is something else. Thank you so much. Is something else you wanted to say? Because, girl, I know you're full of the word, girl.
No, I was just going to say that it's through our processes that God allows for our minds, our mental capacity to shift how we see things, how we perceive things. And so even in the beginning where her focus was more so on trying to please her husband and trying to get him to recognize her, a lot of times we miss the fact that God already sees us and that, you know, God is our first lover and our first this. And I love God because he doesn't hold it against us, but he allows for us to go through our processes because he's going to allow for that to lead us back to him. And so it might have took her to the fourth time, but she got to that place to say, now I will praise you. Because guess what? It ain't even about him no more. It's all about you. So, you know, for us that's in our processes, it's not to downplay it. It's not for us to feel delay in this place of guilt. But it is still to praise God to say, well, Lord, I thank you that you allow for me to proceed to this point where I can see that it is no longer about him, but it's all about you.
Yeah, and I also like that what you said, too, about her own process. And even her own process, God didn't stop blessing her or judge her because, like you said, God knows us.
Yeah.
So still
he does.
In chapter 30, she began, God opened up her womb again to have more children.
Yes.
You know, if he would have had an answer, you know, I can't speak for the Lord, but you can just see he was so gracious because that's how much he loved us. You know what I'm saying? That he still opened up her womb. Even for a child to say, now I will praise you. Now I will praise you. But you already knew that before it even happened. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He knows some stuff we got to process through. Our hearts got to be changed. Our minds got to be changed. And sometimes we seeking that validation from man when God was like, I'm the one. I'm the one who stands. I'm the one who blesses. I'm the one who raises. I'm the one who gives. I'm the one who supports. I'm the one who lifts. I'm the one who pushes. I'm the one. You're seeking it from all them places. But guess what? It might have took her to the fourth one, but she was like, now I see. Now I see. And it's okay. It's okay. As long as we get to that now I praise you, oh God.
Okay, girl, I'm glad you didn't hang up good. I had to dial back in. But go ahead, finish that.
No, I just said that a lot of times we get caught up because we're trying to get that validation from other people, and we just miss that it's God is the one who has lifted us. God is the one who has blessed us. God is the one who pushes us, who pulls us, who loves us. He's the one who is our all in all. He's the reason why we are who we are and processing us to become who he has already ordained for us to be. But I love it because even in all of that, when I say that he knows you, he knew that it was going to take her to get to this fourth one. But guess what? You got there, and that's all that matters, not to stand in that place of guilt, a shame of, Lord, why it took me so long, Lord this, Lord that, because there's some things that we need to learn along our way of progression. But, honey, when you learn it, oh, my God, she ain't got to worry about trying to seek validation from him no more. She's going to be saying that every time she had one, it's going to be, now I will bless God. Now I will bless God.
Yes.
Now I will bless God.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Amen and amen to that. Oh, my God. Woo, glory be to God. I'm just fired up on today. And like you said, it's a mindset, our mindset. But when you start loving yourself and knowing who you are from the beginning, woo, let me tell you, there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that those words won't hurt. You might go through this as bad. It's like you said, when you know who you are from the beginning and God loving you.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you so much, Reverend Pam. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know my book has
getting
ready. It was good right there. And amen. God bless. Oh, my God. Reverend Pam preached up in here. Do you hear me? I love it. I love it. I love it. My broadcast is getting ready. And you guys, this was so good. So if God say so, we are picking up for where we left off with Lee and Rachel. God is so awesome because he had me here to stay here. That's why I put a part two on here, Breaking Free from Validation. It was a part two. So if you want me to go back into this again or next week, we'll continue. Oh, my God. Lord, Lord, Lord. Let me tell you, when God is giving you something and you feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't, and he'll pull you back through. I'm in a season of being obedient to the Lord. Not that I wasn't before, but sometimes you can get so caught up in your own stuff, you know, and God is like, back up, because you got to go this way. You got to go that way. Not that way right now, but this way. Amen. So I thank God for Reverend Pam calling in on today. I would love to hear from you guys when you dial in. You have the dial-in number, but let us pray before this broadcast. Click us off. Amen. Oh, I'm so happy on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. Lord, I thank you for the day and I thank you for every day. God, we break and free from validation on today, Father. And like Reverend Pam said, Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you erased our shame, God, that we don't have to feel guilty, even though it was a process before we finally said thank you, God. But God, we say thank you on today, Father. Thank you for seeing us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, God, touch every heart, every mind that's on here, Father. Work through their mental stability, knowing that that they are loved and they should love themselves. God, you love us more than we love ourselves. And we thank you, God, for igniting the fire of love on today. And God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for your son you've done across for our sins. You said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Go before everyone on here. We thank you for healing on today, Father God. God, please continue to touch Ukraine, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless your name on today, God. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And touch all those who may be ill on today. We thank you, God, for healing on today, Father. Healing on today, God. Touch Deacon Mutchison, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch the Wilson family. God, I thank you, and touch my family, all of our families. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you and he cares for you. Just one moment. I'm going to read something. Amen. My mother just sent some here. Hey, Evangelist Catherine. Hey, Evangelist Renee. Hey, Nikki, Nicole Turner. Hey, Bernadette Williams and Reverend Pam. Hallelujah. Sister Mutchison, God bless. I'm reading this. My mama's sending me texts. Amen. Amen and amen. So God bless you all. I see you all on next week. And those who are on YouTube listening in and those who are dialed in to Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. I see you all next week. Amen, amen. And Nikki Turner, I was just talking about you the other day to the kids, or to Maya, was said, have you talked to Miss Nikki? Yes, so I love you all, and I'll see you all again. Amen, bye.